tua ataupun muda, Anda dapat beresiko terkena infeksi menular seksual melalui setiap hubungan intim baru yang Anda lakukan. Penelitian Kesehatan Nasional yang baru menunjukkan bahwa 16% dari warga Australia akan mengidap infeksi menular seksual dalam hidupnya. Mereka yang berasal dari komunitas di mana seks tidak dibahas secara terbuka akan mengalami kesulitan dalam mencari bantuan kesehatan. Jadi, bagaimana cara agar terhindar dari infeksi menular seksual? Berikut ini pendengar laporan dari Amy Wang. Jenis infeksi menular seksual atau IMS yang paling umum di Australia adalah chlamydia, yang mana paling banyak diidap oleh kaum muda. Direktur medis dari Family Planning New South Wales menjelaskan.
So most chlamydia is what we call simple chlamydia. It's easily treated, a single dose of antibiotics. It never develops into what we call pelvic inflammatory disease. But if a woman does develop pelvic inflammatory disease, so that's quite a serious condition and it's not treated, then it could go on to form infertility. It could go on to develop chronic pain.
75% dari kasus chlamydia tidak terdiagnosa karena seringkali mereka yang mengidap penyakit ini tidak menunjukkan gejala sakit. Meski demikian, Dr. Batson mengatakan bahwa ada beberapa tanda yang dapat diamati.
Women sometimes, for instance, can get bleeding in between their periods or in particular bleeding after intercourse. They could have a vaginal discharge or they could have pelvic pain. Men, if they did have symptoms, mostly they don't, they could get pain on urination, for instance, or again, pain around the testes, so other types of pain as well. Again, a discharge, of course, from the end of the penis. So that can be one of the symptoms of chlamydia and other STIs like gonorrhea.
Adele Murdolo menjalankan Multicultural Center for Women's Health yang dipimpin dan diperuntukkan bagi para wanita berlatar belakang imigran dan pencari suaka. Dirinya mengatakan bahwa pelajar internasional memiliki resiko yang lebih tinggi terkena IMS ini.
So they're coming to Australia at the same time as, perhaps they're meeting new people and wanting to have sexual relationships with them. However, if they haven't had access to sex education in their country of origin, and we found that that is the case for large groups of people who are coming as students, then they can go into sexual relationships without the information they need to protect themselves.
Alison Quelho adalah kepala dari Center for Culture, Ethnicity and Health di negara bagian Victoria. Dirinya mengatakan bahwa tekanan-tekanan budaya terkadang dapat menyebabkan masalah kesehatan seksual bagi kalangan anak muda berlatar belakang multikultural.
There's issues around virginity. So, for instance, if there's cultural pressure to be a virgin when you get married, often young people will have anal sex to protect their virginity. This also puts a lot more physical stress and much more risk of contracting STIs.
Laporan pengamatan tahunan yang dikeluarkan oleh Kirby Institute menunjukkan bahwa lebih dari 25.000 orang di Australia terjangkit HIV di akhir tahun 2015. 68% dari diagnosis yang dibuat di tahun itu adalah di antara para pria gay dan biseksual. Namun demikian, Alison Quelho mengatakan persepsi bahwa Australia memiliki sistem kesehatan berkelas dunia dapat berarti bahwa para pria usia muda yang memiliki ketertarikan dengan sesama jenisnya kurang waspada akan pencegahan HIV.
We know that young men who are trying to break into the mainstream gay scene, if they have decided to come out, are particularly vulnerable to racism and exposure to, things like HIV, because they are, told that, those things don't exist.
Seseorang dapat terjangkit HIV tanpa menunjukkan gejala apapun selama 10 tahun atau bahkan lebih. Meski kasus AIDS yang tercatat telah menurun secara drastis sejak diperkenalkannya terapi antiretroviral yang efektif di tahun 1994, Dr. Batson mengatakan bahwa seseorang sebaiknya tetap harus melindungi diri saat melakukan hubungan intim.
Some people will get a sort of flu-type illness, but many people won't know they've contracted the virus.
Infeksi menular seksual juga menjangkit warga Australia yang berusia tua. Australian Study of Health and Relationships terbaru menunjukkan bahwa orang-orang berusia 60-an tahun juga aktif secara seksual. Berdasarkan National Notifiable Diseases Surveillance System, kasus klamidia dalam kelompok usia ini meningkat sebanyak 190% dalam 10 tahun terakhir. Alison Colho mengatakan bahwa di fasilitas perawatan untuk orang tua, kasus IMS ini mengalami peningkatan.
We do know that when partners split up, say the kids have grown up and they split up, that is absolutely a risk time for older, middle-aged people. We're also seeing STIs in aged care facilities as well. I think, again, the assumption that people don't have sex and then not providing them with the right information and, you know, technology to protect themselves like condoms is a really big disadvantage.
Hepatitis B merupakan satu penyakit yang dapat dimiliki oleh mereka yang lahir di luar Australia. Umumnya, penyakit ini ditularkan lewat hubungan seksual yang tidak aman atau lewat suntikan obat ke dalam pembuluh darah. Alison Coelho menganjurkan agar mereka yang berasal dari kelompok pasca perang melakukan tes untuk hepatitis B atau untuk divaksinasi.
In Australia, when adults contract it, usually men who have sex with men. However, with our communities that we work with, they've contracted it usually through vertical transmission, which is from the mother to child at the time of birth.
Adel Murdolo dari Multicultural Center for Women's Health kembali mengatakan bahwa kendala perbedaan bahasa dapat membuat seseorang kemudian tidak mencari bantuan medis.
Sometimes there isn't always the possibility of getting an interpreter who is, you know, both if it's a small community in particular who speaks the language adequately and who is also a woman. So that is particularly an issue in rural areas or in areas of Australia that are much smaller.
Dr. Batson menganjurkan untuk memesan layanan penerjemah jika memungkinkan.
When you do ring up to make an appointment, whether that's with your GP or whether it's with a specialised service such as a sexual health clinic or a family planning clinic, you need to let the reception staff know that you need an interpreter, that you will need a longer consultation. That's very important.
Dirinya juga menyarankan cek tahunan bagi mereka yang aktif secara seksual atau baru saja melakukan hubungan intim tanpa pelindung dengan partner yang baru.
If you have a regular GP, you can see them for STI screening. We know that sometimes people prefer to separate that bit of their lives sometimes because they feel it is quite sensitive and they'd rather go somewhere a bit anonymous, such as a family planning clinic, such as, you know, a sexual health clinic. If you had any concerns around discharge or pain of the genitals, pain in the pelvis, we'd get you to come along.
Dirinya kembali mengingatkan, penting untuk diingat bahwa terkadang IMS tidak menunjukkan gejala apapun.
So people can have chlamydia, for instance, without even knowing it themselves, and that's how STIs spread in the community. So that's why we obviously talk about the importance of condoms, because you can't tell by looking at someone whether they could have an STI.